VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English and speaking skills. My name is Hubert, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Turn your wounds into wisdom. Oprah Winfrey. What's up, everyone? It's Hubert again with Pronunciation Challenge, and as promised, 100 people telling us their most painful experiences. It's really interesting how everyone interpreted, which means to explain or tell the meaning of something, the word painful, differently. Some people took it literally and said things like broken bones or even a gunshot wound. Others listed emotional pains, which, in my opinion, are the worst types of pain. There's no medicine you can apply on these types of wounds. And often, the only cure to this pain is time and self-reflection. However, I feel these emotional pains are the ones that allow you to grow into a better person if you actually learn from your past mistakes. Otherwise, it would just be, and here's a new saying for everyone, the same play but different actors. This means that you'll be repeating the same mistakes just with different people. Alright, I've talked long enough. Let's get to the featured sentence. Once you're done with that, I want to talk about a painful memory that stuck with me after this video. Today's featured sentence. Sweating, vomiting, diarrhea. 100% he was like, you have malaria. I'll say that again. Sweating, vomiting, diarrhea. 100% he was like, you have malaria. Okay, now time for the pronunciation tips. For the first word, we have vomiting, 3 syllables. Va has a short O sound, and me has a short I sound, and ting is your typical ing ending sound, vomiting. Next word, 100%. 4 syllables for 100%, and 5 syllables for 100%. Here's something that you guys might not know. You can either say 100% or 100%. Hun, like what you call your lover, and dread, which has your typical dr, dr sound in front, which is then linked into the color red. Hun, dread. Both 100 and 100 are fine and have the same meaning, but if you're dealing with an accountant, mathematician, or a scientist, then I'll go with 100 instead. Okay, and our last one would be diarrhea, 4 syllables. Okay, let's be mature with this one, guys. The spelling of this word can throw you off, so I wanted to focus on the pronunciation for this one. Di has the same sound as die, like when someone passes away. A has a short A sound, and rhea. If I were to spell it, it would look like R-E-E-A, rhea, diarrhea. Moving on to vocabulary. The first word is vomit. Definition, to empty the contents of the stomach through the mouth. Used in a sentence, you could say, the vet put something down the cat's throat to make it vomit. Next word, diarrhea. Definition, an illness in which the body's solid waste is more liquid than usual and comes out of the body more often. Used in a sentence, you could say, you risk diarrhea if you eat something that hasn't been properly cooked. And lastly, malaria. Definition, a disease that you can get from the bite of a particular type of mosquito, a small flying insect. Malaria causes periods of fever and makes you shiver and feel very cold. It is common in many hotter parts of the world. Used in a sentence, you can say, I had to get my malaria vaccine today because my flight is tomorrow. Hemorrhoids. Someone listed hemorrhoids. That was quite funny. The one that stuck out for me was when a person talked about losing a parent or a friend. Like the person said, you don't really get over something like that, which is true. I've lost friends over the years, and I still think about them to this day. One of them was a good friend who used to tutor me in math back in high school. Rest in peace, JP. Miss you, buddy. Cherish the people around you while you still have them. That is one thing this pandemic has taught me. It's the value of family and friends. They were the ones I leaned on and continue to lean on to this day. I make sure I tell my family and friends how I feel about them because no one ever knows what will happen tomorrow. Alright guys, in the next episode, I'll be talking about the Earth's ocean in 1,000 years. Want to know how they'll turn out? Will humans be extinct? Join me in the next episode to find out. See you next time. Bye.